Good evening and welcome to the broadcast. Glad you are with us. Joining us tonight is going to be Dr. James Thorpe, OBGYN, Dr. James Thorpe, with an update on what's going on and some of the tragic stories dealing with infertility since the COVID-19 shot, as well as, unfortunately, the death rate of many of these little babies and the complications by many of the mothers. He's got some other things to talk about as well. Our birth rate here in America, folks, to replace those of us that are here, the birth rate's dropping. So much for America due to the crisis of birth rate among our own. Right? Patrick Wood will join us. The Bilderberger. Well, that's oftentimes a name that's mocked, anyone that talks about it. But notice today there are some articles out on mainstream media talking about this powerful group of people meeting for the Bilderberger group. So even the mainstream media is reporting their meeting and that they're powerful. Very powerful. What do you really know about the Bilderbergers? We'll get an update from Patrick Wood. And then I got some very interesting video clips to play for you. Maybe one for sure. Maybe more than one. One for sure. A very interesting video clip from November 27th, 2020. November 27th, 2020, when I interviewed General Michael Flynn. He honored me by giving me the first interview after he was pardoned for something, you know, he didn't do anything wrong. We know that's from the crooked FBI. But he had to be pardoned because of the crooked FBI, which, again, we had some great hearings today on the weaponization committee that included our friend FBI whistleblower Kyle Syrafin and Stephen Friend that were on with us last night. But General Flynn honored me by giving me his first interview since his pardon, and that was on November 27th, 2020. He said some very interesting things. Now, that was before I was working with Mike Lindell. Interesting. He's the former director of National Intelligence. I think he'd be in a position to know, right? Let's hear what he had to say. Because I went back and played those clips today, and I was actually shocked. Because they had more context for me now than they did then, because I was kind of new to this whole thing of voter machines and voting machines and China and interference in election. Boy, have we all gotten an education since November 2020, right? And now to go back and listen to one of the first people warning about this, the former director of national intelligence himself, General Michael Flynn. I want to play that just about 2-minute and 9-second clip. The interview was much longer. You got to see this. And then I'm going to be joined by Frank Gaffney. Frank Gaffney, well, he and an individual named Reggie just held a very important press conference with several members of the U.S. House of Representatives warning about Biden trying to steal the American sovereignty, to steal our sovereignty as a nation and give it to the Bill Gates, Chinese, CCP, United Nations-dominated World Health Organization through the pandemic treaty. Frank Gaffney and Reggie will join us tonight, so we got a lot to do. Let's get right to it. Let's start out with Dr. James Thorpe. Dr. Thorpe, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Brandon, thank you very much for having me on your always wonderful platform. Great to see you again.
Always great to have you on. Thank you for making time for us. All right, well, it's been a few weeks since we've had you on. What's the latest? By the way, I do see where some of your clips before it looks like a congressional committee or something are going absolutely viral. You were talking about some rates and I guess the problems with the shot and the consequences, and those clips are going viral on social media. Your name keeps popping up when I watch some social media clips.
Well, good. I hope it's popping up for the corrupt bastards at the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology and the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology and the Society for Maternal Fetal Medicine, who seem to be, according to the latest data that I have, and it's taken me a long time to get this. I didn't actually do it, but my beautiful bride and attorney, Maggie Thorpe, JD, has had a FOIA request in to HHS and to CDC and to the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology. And why I call them bastards is because they're evil people, and I will keep calling them out until they stop threatening and pushing the most lethal drug ever rolled out to the general population and pushing it in pregnant women. Now, what we found on the FOIA, what my beautiful bride Maggie found on the FOIA, is nothing short of bloody jaw-dropping. Everything that we thought and we had an inkling was going on 2 years ago, it's 100 times worse than we thought.
Mm.
And Brannon, they redacted over 50% of the 1,400 pages that we got. And what we got is damning. We have a timeline that is undoubtedly, irrefutably accurate. And it's anchored in the Pfizer 5.3.6. It's anchored in date and time. 10 weeks, legal mandated 12-week rollout, it was actually 10-week. And it was associated with more deaths. 1,223 dead in 10 weeks. That's 122.3 dead per week. They knew that on February 28th, 2021. The CDC, the FDA, the HHS, the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology knew it because I knew it. The American College of OBGYN had it. And the Society for Maternal Fetal Medicine had it. So I'm a little bit angry at these people, because at the end of the day, they're still pushing it. And on February 28th, 2021, they all knew it was the deadliest drug ever rolled out in medicine. So what did they do? The honest thing to do would be, oh, we made a mistake. Let's show the American people this and let's drop it. Like they did in 1976 when there were only 26 deaths, like they did at the turn of the century with the rotavirus vaccine, same thing as in the swine flu vaccine of 1976, except there were no dead, only a dozen cases of telescoping the bowel into susception, immediately withdrawn from the market. Brennan, my blood is boiling, and I'm really angry, because these people, instead of admitting it to the American population, the global population, of the most vulnerable patients around the world, my pregnant patients, what do? Did they fess up and tell the truth? No. They rolled out a $13 billion bribe campaign, a PSYOPS, knowing that it was the deadliest drug ever rolled out in medicine. So what do? They push it on pregnant women. Why did they push it on pregnant women? Well, first of all, they rolled out through the COVID-19 Coalition Corps $13 billion bribing 298 sectors of the American society. And when they took the blood money, they weren't allowed to deviate. They were not allowed to deviate from the deadly drug and the deadly HHS and the deadly Pfizer and the deadly CDC narrative. That's right. And they still can't back out of it. They still can't come out and say, stop it. They're still, to this very day, pushing the most dangerous, the most lethal drug in the most vulnerable population in pregnancy. I won't stop.
The most lethal and deadly drug pushed onto pregnant women. And you're saying it was $13 billion. Now, how were they using this $13 billion?
Well, they used it to bribe 298 sectors in 12 different categories of the entire society of the United States of America. I can show you all of that. But it's on that target were faith leaders, churches, Christian churches, Calvary Chapel is a big one, all the denominations, the Catholic Church. Calvary Chapel is a big one.
Wait, I want to stop there because I'm very familiar with Calvary Chapels. I've spoken at some of their churches. Are you telling me that some of the Calvary churches got some of the $13 billion?
Yes.
To push the COVID shot.
Yes. That's exactly what I'm telling you.
Can you help us find out which Calvary churches so everybody can know and quit attending such churches? Because I think that's not a church any longer by the biblical definition.
That's correct.
Those are not churches run by pastors. Those are not churches run by pastors. Those would be, in my opinion, theologically speaking, those are businesses run by hirelings, as Jesus would call them in John 10, that just allowed the sheep to be poisoned for their own financial gain, if what I'm hearing from you is correct.
It is correct. It's proven. It's absolutely 100% correct.
How much money are we talking? And do you know which Calvary Chapel churches took this money?
Yes, they're on the website. You can go to the website. You can go to @Maggie_Thorpe and you can see all the 298 sectors. I can pull them up for you right now.
Yeah, do it. When you say @Maggie, is that the website?
Twitter.
That's
Twitter.
Okay, go to Twitter. Okay, and then what is her handle?
It's @MAGGIE_Thorpe, Thorp. And she's got all of her stuff on there.
Right,
I'm disabled by screen sharing.
Oh, wow. Here we go. All right. Yeah. Okay. That's me. But you can do it. Where do I need to go down? Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, my. 239 new reports. CDC was sitting for 2 years before telling us, do we still have a problem? So you're saying if we click on this, we're seeing Moderna, Pfizer, Moderna. Okay.
If you let me share the screen.
Yeah,
I'll
do it. Let him do a screen share with him so he can show us, please. It's going to take a second. All right. Well, you guys do that.
I'm disabled. Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to do that while I keep looking through your wife's Twitter feed here, which is, by the way, just for those of you wanting to get this Twitter feed, it is, again, her Twitter feed is, let me go back here. It is @Maggie, @MAGGIE_Thorpe, Thorp, where she has posted a lot of this. Alert, alert, alert. Baby experiments. Is this legal? Wow. And your wife's also an attorney, huh?
She's an attorney, and she's got a master's in pastoral theology from Duke University.
Hmm.
And she's also an incredible athlete. Well, she was in the U.S. Tennis Open when she was 16 years old.
Oh, wow. Now, we're going to try to get this screen share working, but do you know of any... How about the Southern Baptist Convention, the largest Protestant denomination in America, the Southern Baptist Convention? Any of their churches take this money to push the death shot?
I don't want to say, but here's the... here are the faith leaders. There's more faith leaders, and I'm... let's see. AME Church, Alliance of Baptists, AME Zion Church, America Indivisible, American Baptist Church, American Union Pacific Health Professionals, Archbishop of, there's 298 of these on the screen, so it's hard to see. Association of Catholic Colleges and University, Association of Neighbor, it goes on and on and on.
What's the date on her Twitter feed? Do you know the date where she released that, so I can maybe scroll through and find that?
I don't.
Okay, he's got his, he said they just opened you up for screen share. We'll let you show us.
Okay.
If this works here, folks, right. Hang with us. This is really devastating. By the way, you know, Dr. Thorpe, this fits with what I put in my book, Marxianity. In my book, Marxianity, that came out November 2018, I talk about all the church denominations that were taking money from the federal government to be a part of bringing illegals into America. The wow. Churches and church denominations were being paid massive amounts of money to be a part of that. Okay, now there we go. We got the screen share going. Show us what we're seeing.
Well, these are all the two. First of all, if I go back here, you'll see these are the 12 different categories. Now, this is exactly how this $13 billion PSYOPs, fifth generation warfare, is what it is. They knew it was the deadliest drug ever rolled out in the history of medicine, and they lied to the American people. And ACOG, ABOG, and SMFM are still lying. They're not able to get out of their contract. American College of OBGYN took way over north of $11 million we can document. And when we get the rest of those, God willing, we get the rest of that FOIA that was blacked out, it's probably going to be a lot more than that. And for that $11 million, they swore an oath, a financial business contract with HHS and CDC, and said, we will not deviate. We will continue to do exactly what you tell us to do. We won't deviate from your narrative. And if they do, they have to pay all the money back. They can't pay the money back. They spent it all. They're laughing all the way to the bank. They pressured all of their constituents into pushing this lethal, deadly narrative that this dangerous, experimental gene therapy in pregnancy is necessary, it's safe, and it's effective. And all three of those were big lies. They've killed a lot of people. So in these 12, I think these are, they're not alphabetical order. I think they are in order of decreasing amounts of grant size, money size. And then you see the 25 of 298. That means in the public health and medical organizations, which I suspect was the largest single category of granted monies. 25, there were 25 influences, organizations in there. And but you go down here to the faith leaders, there were 87, not just churches, but individual pastors too. 87, 29%. So the next slide here represents all of the 298 individuals and organizations that received the blood money to push the narrative that the deadliest drug ever rolled out was safe, effective, and necessary in pregnancy. In pregnancy, Brennan. So they're looking really bad right now. And right now, what we see is the people that have been mocked and ridiculed, slandered, they've been threatened, they've lost their jobs. It's these people that are the fringe, okay, that are the true heroes of our world right now.
So do you know what the average, what would be the average that those 87 so-called pastors or faith leaders got for pushing this death shot?
Don't know. That's redacted.
Well, but, if you would, if you don't mind later tonight emailing me that, I'd love to go through it because I know I'm going to recognize, you know, because this is what I do and have for years. I'm going to immediately recognize a lot of those names.
Yeah, I'm afraid you will. And a lot of those were actually available through the FDA, CDC, HHS website. So we have a lot of those captured, and they're off the website now, but you can go back on the time machine and look at those. So it's very, very disturbing. And you know, the avalanche of data right now, these people that are pushing this deadly drug, I mean, they have a lot of feces on their face, Brandon, because everybody in the world now knows that this is a death clot shot. Countries are dropping it like potatoes. The politicians are pointing their fingers at physicians. There's countries around the world that won't have anything to do with it. The uptake of vaccine is plummeted because people are wisening up thanks to independent, honest broadcasters like your outlet, Brennan.
Wow, this is just so shocking. And I'm looking at some of the names here. I've blown this up on my computer so I can see it better. The National Association of Evangelicals. Now, I'm not shocked by that. I'm not shocked by that, but that's Interfaith Alliance. Okay. Interfaith Youth Corps. Okay, I'm recognizing a lot of these names, a lot of these groups. I know exactly who they are. There's some of the, okay, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. These are a lot of the groups that I was warning about in my book, Marxianity, that were taking government money to bring all of these illegals to America under the Obama administration. Billions of dollars they were getting to take part in bringing all the illegals over the border. Oh yeah, I've got to go through this more. You know, again, this fits with my book, Marxianity, that they would sell out. And you know, it's really makes you angry because yeah, as you know, Dr. Thorpe, these are the people that we count on to try to help people, minister people to people, protect people, stand up for what is right. You know, it reminds me so much of what the so-called German Christians did in Nazi Germany. You know, the churches over there, they dissolved their denominations during the time of Hitler and united under the Reich Bishop, handpicked by Adolf Hitler, and went along with the anti-Semitism and what led to the Holocaust. And here we have, once again, so-called churches and faith leaders going into partnership with the government and being bought off. I had a conference that I held several years ago, my annual conference in the Ozarks, and one of the speakers was John Loeffler, and he did a presentation several years ago. He did a presentation on the coming persecution in the West. This was several years ago, over 10 years ago now. And he said, in the coming days in America, you are going to have to worry about being turned in and turned over by Christians. You're going to, so-called Christians, quote, Christians. You're going to have to be worried about what you say and who you say it in front of in your own church. And this has, of course, been historically the case, these false churches. So here we have this whole eugenics, population control, death shot agenda, buying off churches, so-called, quote, churches. These are not meeting the biblical standard of a church, and so-called faith leaders. This is really important. How long have you had this information, you and your wife?
Well, we got it. Maggie got it, I think, about 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
There's some America Out Loud, Malcolm and America Out Loud. Maggie and I wrote a really, really nice article.
Share your screen again. Share your screen again and tell me if there's anything else in your presentation you want to show our audience.
Yeah, there's some pretty good stuff here. Let's see. You are screen sharing. So do you see my screen?
Yep. Preliminary findings. Yep.
I do want to show you this. I want to point out, I want to pick on this guy. I'm going to pick on a few individuals. I only pick on organizations and individuals, and I call them out when they've killed and hurt and maimed injured my patients. And this is one of the big ones. Okay, the New England Journal of Medicine, if you believe anything in the world, don't ever believe this, because this is a fraudulent medical journal. It is a flagship journal of the corrupt military medical industrial complex. And what I want to show you is a few. This is the article. This was published by Shima Bakura. And I want to spend a little bit of time on this, because they were putting this together and putting it together very hurriedly. And it was very sloppily written. But look at the big red arrow here. You see the big red arrow
yes.
on the screen?
Many pregnant persons.
Yeah. So this is a pharmaceutical-sponsored journal. 75% of this, about people estimate, is funded by Big Pharma. This is the editor in chief is Eric Rubin. Eric Rubin is the infamous, bought-off, evil, corrupt individual that has major conflicts of interest, that is pushing this out in pregnancy and published this fraudulent, egregiously. Outrageously manipulated article to try to, in the face of this being the most deadly drug in the history of medicine by Pfizer's own data, and they try to hide it for 75 years. And instead of the New England Journal of Medicine fessing up, they come out and print fraudulent, corrupted article, which I believe was written by Pfizer. This is ghostwritten. Now, so you see the advertisement right on this page. You see that they're promoting drugs. You also see that they are, as St. Paul mentioned in Romans, these people, they hate God. They lift their middle finger at God, and they dishonor God and dishonor 99.99% of the women in the world. They take away God's glory of creation, of his incredible, beautiful, elegant creation of a woman. And now they are not allowed to call them pregnant women. In the New England Journal of Medicine, they have to call it pregnant people. This is woke. These are people who, according to St. Paul, are deluded because they raise their men, they hate God. So God turned them over to delusion. So these are ignorant. These people have mental illness. 2 + 2 = 5. Men menstruate, men ovulate, men need tampon dispensers in the men's rooms. Men get pregnant. Men have babies. Men chest feed. This, we're going to change the language. We change times. We change the languages. This is what fascist states do. And they can't get out of this contract. So as horrible as this is in pregnancy, they continue to publish articles to try to cover up the truth that has been fraudulently manipulated. Mm. Now, I want to go in the next slide here. This is broken down. This is how Shima Bakura, every single one is a lead author. Every single one of these authors, 21, is a federal employee. Never should have been published. Rubin never should have allowed this to be published. It's tainted. It's biased. And if that's not bad enough, Tommy T. Shimabukuro is a head of the, or higher up in the CDC Vaccine Safety Committee. Look it up. So this is how they lied, cheated, and killed my pregnant women. They took, collaborated with the $13 billion PSYOPs campaign to make believe that this is necessary in pregnancy, never was. It's safe in pregnancy, never was. And it's effective in pregnancy, it never was. And I can prove it. So what they did was they said that the miscarriage rate was 13.9%. They hung their hat on that, which is at least three times higher than it should be. Now, let me tell you how they got that. They lied and they cheated to get 13.9%. And look at this very carefully. Upon review of the data, 700 of the patients, the women, were not vaccinated until the third trimester. This is long after a miscarriage can occur. A miscarriage can only occur before 20 weeks. All these 700 patients were given the vaccine in the last trimester. There was no chance for a miscarriage. This was lying. This is fraud. This is deception. And so by sleight of hand, if you take those 700 patients out of the denominator, the first trimester patients, the third trimester patients, the miscarriage rate was 82%, Brandon. 82%. Wow. And that rivals the abortion pill, RU-486. That's just as good or better, certainly a lot cheaper. And so this is absolutely corrupt, lethal misinformation. And they have the audacity to threaten every physician and nurse in the United States of not spreading lethal information, misinformation regarding COVID. These bastards knew that it was the deadliest medication ever rolled out in the history of medicine. And then they pushed it with $13 billion PSYOPs, blood money. Why? They did it because it was a multi-year ad infinitum cash cow. And we now have documentation, internal documents, that they knew that this is the reason why they did it, to roll out an mRNA platform that would be a lucrative, controlling drug delivery system for years to come.
Was it about money only, or was it about money plus depopulation?
I think there's ample evidence to suggest that it was both. And, you know, I wouldn't ever talk about this a year ago or 6 months ago, but the documents, you know, I was asked to come over and testify in the European Parliament, the one last week.
Really?
Unfortunately, I couldn't get over there. I didn't have my passport in time. But, and I wish I had, but the data that came out, for those of your viewers, go listen to that, Belgium. The data is out. Everybody in the world knows these liars and cheaters that are pushing this vaccine, including many obstetricians. All these obstetricians, some of the obstetricians that come and attack me voraciously on my platform, Twitter. One of them is Kevin Ault, Dr. Kevin Ault, A-U-L-T. Kevin Ault came down and trashed everybody, trashed me, and until we discovered that Kevin Ault is a shill and is probably getting paid by ACOG, and he's on the Vaccine Safety Committee. So when I pointed that out on Twitter, he ran like a scared dog with his tail between his legs and blocked everybody. This is how these elitists work. They're outed, they're caught lying and pushing a vaccine that they know is deadly. And when they're outed, they're gone. And Kevin Ault's gonna get thrown under the bus, you know, and all these physicians that have been pushing it publicly, we're gonna pursue them, because they need to be tried. They need to be in criminal courts. You think about how many millions of people they've injured. Millions of people that they've injured and killed with this lie. And there needs to be justice.
Absolutely. Can you email me so I can go through the list of church denominations? Because people are dying to know. They're communicating with me here and on a couple different platforms and ways, wanting to know if their church denomination or what churches specifically and faith leaders took the money, because they don't want to go to those kind of churches or that church or support that faith leader anymore. They want transparency on this. Can I get some of that information?
You can get all the information we have. I'll send it to you. I just want to, this historically, and I think you know
You can stop sharing your screen now and I can see you if you want.
Okay.
What were you going to say about yourself?
Where's your new desk, man?
You know what? They didn't have time to set that up for Studio 2. I was going to have that tonight, but Logan had another appointment. And he said, I don't have time to get... what he's referring to, folks, is we got a brand new news desk. It's gorgeous in Studio 2 down the hall. And I told him we would be broadcasting night from there, but Logan didn't have time to get it set up. But we'll do that next week. We're going to do a couple shows from there, but next week. But there's a gorgeous desk, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. But what were you saying about yourself?
What was I saying?
You were saying something about you normally wouldn't do this, like you know me or something.
I lost that thought.
Exposing these churches and faith leaders and all that are doing this.
Well, I'm going to continue to call out, you know, people like Kevin Ault, and I'm going to keep calling out people like Shima Bakuro, people like Eric Rubin, and I will forgive them. I love them. They're my enemies. They're God's enemies because they're killing his most vulnerable women and children. He's killing them. And the misinformation is killing him. You know what Hosea 4, verse 7 says. My people die for lack of knowledge. This prophecy was 2,800 years ago, and it's never been as completely amplified, fulfilled as in today, in 2023 in the world. People, we have millions and millions and millions of people killed because of they don't have knowledge, because of this disseminated this horrible psyops warfare, psychological warfare.
They don't understand. They don't. Many of them don't understand, as you've referenced the Bible a couple times tonight. They don't understand that knowledge, as you said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And we have Christians, my people, followers of God, perishing because they don't have knowledge, acquisition of truth that, as we know, comes from the revealed word of God and the Holy Spirit that helps us understand it. And therefore, if they don't have knowledge, acquisition of truth, they don't have wisdom, the application of that truth. And here you are pointing out that the self-described people of God, faith leaders, church denominations, are taking some of the $13 billion in government blood money to push a known toxic death shot onto women, pregnant women, and others in their church. Right. And do you know how many elderly people, I trust my pastor.
Oh, yeah.
I've had so many elderly people say that. Oh, I just trust my pastor. And I'm like, well, that could be dangerous because your pastor isn't the Pope, okay? He is not the Pope, okay? And the Pope isn't the arbiter of truth either. So they, you know, but I know a lot of older people here in the Mid-South that got the shot because their pastor encouraged them to get it.
Who are the professions that we, I don't want to say worship, we shouldn't worship anybody except Jesus and God, but the two professions that I held in most high esteem was my pastors and my physicians, and now they're my least respected. They're way below garbage men now. They're garbage people.
You wonder why I wrote, and people are starting to realize now why I wrote several years ago, Religious Trojan Horse, The Coming Religious Reich, and Marxianity. And for years, I was known within evangelicalism as being a guy that was very, very hostile to the, religious industrial complex, because I figured out several years ago how they control and manipulate and enrich themselves with half-truth, lies, pragmatism, the end justifies the means, buying into globalism, communitarianism, the three-legged stool. You know, I started out warning 20 years ago, over 20 years ago, when it wasn't popular, about Rick Warren by just reading his book. And I'm saying, People, when he quotes somebody, did you ever go and look up who it is he's quoting? Because he's quoting Fabian socialists, people that believe in world government, socialism by evolution, not revolution over time, Fabian socialists that want a world government, which includes people like George Bernard Shaw in the Fabian window that he created, that has two men banging on a hot earth or a hot globe, some kind of crisis. It's come out of a fire, and then it says, remold it near to the heart's desire at the top of the stained glass window. And here's Rick Warren quoting this and going and speaking at the Clinton Foundation, the Global Clinton Foundation, on how we're going to defeat the five global giants, you know, poverty, illiteracy, etc. But we're going to do it by all partnering together with all faith groups, including mosques. And I'm like, wait a minute. Do you not realize you cannot partner up with a mosque and think that's going to go well for Christians, for Jews, for women, if they're truly Islamic and with Sharia Islamic law? And when I tried warning that he's being mentored by people like the father of the just-in-time inventory, his name escapes me at a senior moment here, but it'll come to me in a minute. When I mention who it is he's being mentored by, and therefore you should understand the worldview, I was ripped up one wall down the other. I had so-called pastors calling the radio stations I'm on trying to get me kicked off the air. Now it's 20-plus years later, and we see that these guys are indeed belonging, like Rick Warren, to the Council on Foreign Relations, that they are pushing the death shot, that they are having Tony Blair, as Rick Warren did, to his so-called church, and giving Tony Blair an award, and yet Tony Blair is pushing the idea of all the religions merging as one, yet the scriptures clearly speak against that in Revelation 18, 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 17, Ephesians 5, 11, and Rick Warren is pushing this whole globalism thing, and yet I got crucified by so-called pastors 20-plus years ago. I realized over 20 years ago some of my biggest enemy were church denominations, church leaders, and pastors. Now other people are finally catching up, but not after having my name not dragged through the mud for 20 years by ignorant so-called Christians.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and you're prophetic. And like I said, as applicable to the global medical freedom movement right now, okay, was the same with you, Brandon, 20 years ago. 20 years ago, all these weak-kneed, powered, yelly-bella, gutless wonder pastors that huddle together in the middle of centrality, that's not where truth comes. Truth comes from the fringe, the compromise, the outcast, like Brannon. That's where the truth came from 20 years ago. And by the way, it was the same with Aristotle, Galen, Plotinus, you know, how about Galileo? Same thing. How about Ignaz Philipp Semmelweis? Same thing. There's a pattern here that historians know, that it's the outliers like you, Brannon, that bring up the truth, not the moron group thinkers, gutless wonders from the middle. Doesn't happen.
That name I was grasping for a while ago that he admits mentored him was Peter Drucker. And anyone just
looks up
Peter Drucker, you'll see what Peter Drucker bragged that and I have him on video bragging. He says, I'm not a born-again Christian. I'm not a born-again Christian. But I just looked at the churches and I saw the churches as social centers that I could use to bring together with business and government. Business and government, and the missing ingredient was the social sector, i.e. churches. So he's admitting, I'm not a born-again Christian. He says it on video. I have Peter Drucker, the so-called expert on just-in-time inventory and quality, total quality management, etc. I'm not a born-again Christian, but I saw the churches as a social structure to create community. Well, that's not the purpose of the church, to create community and make people feel good. We know the purpose of the church is the equipping and evangelism and discipleship, which means you have to have truth, the revealed word of God, the Bible being taught. So he said, I just saw the church or the social sector of churches as a part of the three-legged stool to bring about solutions to our problems. And Rick Warren admits this is who mentored him. And Peter Drucker admits on video, I have it, He calls one of the greatest economists of all time, John Maynard Keynes. Well, John Maynard Keynes, also a Fabian socialist, whose own biographer said his particular depravity was the molestation of little boys. That's who Peter Drucker is calling one of the greatest economists of all time, John Maynard Keynes. Okay? This here is the Fabian window. Have you ever seen the Fabian window, Dr. Thorpe? Here's the Fabian window, okay? My audience probably got tired of me talking about it as much as I have over the last 20-plus years. This was created by George Bernard Shaw back in, 1918. I'll have to go look it up again. But George Bernard Shaw, Fabian socialist, created it. The guy in the red coat, the green coat, banging on a hot earth with hammers. It says, remold it near to the heart's desire at the top. Notice the guy to the left in the purple. He's got a bellow. He's blowing up the fire. In other words, he's creating a crisis of some kind. The world has come out of a fire or a crisis, and they're using the crisis to remold the world near to their heart's desire. And we know that of the Fabians is globalism, world government, end of sovereignty. And we see how they're doing that with the global WHO pandemic treaty we're going to get to in a minute and all these other things. But notice the logo right above the hot earth that's on fire. You know what that is, folks? That hot earth, I thought I had a blow up of it, but I guess I don't. I do in some of my presentations. If I can blow that up. That, folks, is one of the logos of the Fabian Society, a wolf in sheep's clothing. George Bernard Shaw in the early 1900s. And you know who unveiled the window and praised it after it was stolen and reappeared? Who unveiled it in a ceremony and praised the window in the Fabian Society? Tony Blair. And yet Rick Warren's got Tony Blair at his church giving him an award, right? So we wonder why they're using religion. They said in their own Fabian window they're going to use religion. In fact, the little sign down at the bottom, you know what it says? Show that again. Pray devoutly, hammer stoutly. Pray devoutly, hammer stoutly. And you see them all, by the way, at the bottom of the window praying. You know what those all are? Those are Fabian books and Fabian essays. And I have a whole show, and you can't really see in this slide, but I have a whole show where I go through, because you can see them clearly when you get a real good picture of it, what the books are. And they're Fabian books calling for world government. And their enemy? Christianity. But yet they're going to co-opt it with a wolf in sheep's clothing and their own logo.
I think that God needs to take that down like he did the Georgia Guidestones.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a horrible, horrible situation. It's all, you know, everything you want to know, it's all in the Bible. It's those of you.
Did we just lose him, guys? Uh-oh. Try to Oh, is he back? All right. You there, Thorpe? Dr. Thorpe?
Yeah. I'm
all right. We're gonna let you close out. Yeah, it's all here in the Bible. The Bible tells us this was coming. God's revealed word reveals this was going to happen.
Closing out, this is the most grotesque, catastrophic, clustered FUBAR in the history of medicine. It's absolutely horrible. They targeted women. Why did they target women? Why did they target American College of OBGYN? This is really important, Brandon. You know why. They captured women. They captured the American College of OBGYN with millions of dollars. They bribed them because if they can capture women, women are God's creation in this earth and in this country that make over 90% of the healthcare decisions. It's the women, it's not us men. So that's why they strategically went after American College of OBGYN. I want Mark Weber was the deputy secretary of HHS, and he was so proud of this $13 billion marketing campaign, PSYOPS campaign. I'm not against marketing. Marketing is kind of a bribe, you know, technically. But it's fine to market underwear or candy or M&Ms or, you know, Mars candy bars or underwear or whatever. You don't market and push the most lethal drug ever in the history of medicine. And you don't capture ACOG because you can push it on pregnant women and they'll bring all the other medical specialties because they make the decision.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Brandon.
No, thank you. I want to show the screen so people can go get a lot of this on Maggie Thorpe's Twitter feed, @Maggie_Thorpe, @Maggie, @MaggieThorpe. If you'll email me, I'll send you my email address, that report. I want to go through it, pull out the church denominations and Christian leaders and expose some of that even more. Thank you for all you and Maggie are doing, Dr. Thorpe.
Thank you for having me on, Brendan.
Thank you. Real honor. What a segment, folks. Wow.